Ghanaians are still questioning the performance levels of organizations in the energy sector. They are questioning efficiency levels of even private energy providers, especially those who are using outdated and old equipment. For these people, the place of GridCo and the Energy Commission must also be re-examined. Kofi Wayo, who spoke on the issue, called on President Mahama to take drastic action in the sector to end the sabotage.
The strategy for Barge, I told you people, it would not work because the energy sector has been taken over by a mafia. 20 years ago, I warned you, if you're going to buy a barge, the first thing you ask for, right, you have to have a completed producing gas well. And then you got a platform for drilling and completing producing gas wells. Then you have to design engineering and, you know, construction of gas gathering pipeline system. Then you got a dredge area for power plants. Lastly, you have to build a dock for receiving supplies. And, you know, because you're going to do a barge, you have to design and build, you know, a breakwater to protect, you know, the barge from ocean activities. You know, like the ocean, you got tides, you got bills, you know, stuff like this, storms. They never did. Now, ECG, for example, is a totally corrupt organization. I have a lot of documents to even support that. I've been watching them, you know, and I even put somebody there. First of all, electricity. What is the rate of the consumption of your electricity? Do they know what the effects of the power outages are? What is the extent of damage to your equipment? You got to look at that. What is the extent of damage to materials? What is your storing capability? Have you quantified what you call your monthly loss in income to companies? What is your capacity utilization? Have you calculated what you call turnover performance? Now, you're operating basically with what you call obsolete power station equipment. Your automatic voltage system shut. Overloaded transformers, your distribution transformers. Now, you are unable to separate faults, so which means you have a problem with your feeder circuits. So the government should ask the ECG, what duty are you on? Even the so-called Dumsa, they don't know how to schedule it. Look at your electric bill. When you get your electric bill, then yes, this is where you should know you are being cheated. Well, when you have no light, when you get your electric bill, the bill should go down. With no light, when you get your bill, it's either higher or the same as when you have light. This tells you right there that whoever is doing the billing, they're not billing you electronically or quantitatively. They're billing you on what you call guesstimation. You understand? So the president got they are sabotaging him big time. I know that. One, why would VRA 500 megawatts? For what?
When you look at...
Wait. Go to ECG. VRA. Or Pajero, Land Cruisers. It's expensive things. You have to find a way to give us very low power charges.
How about those in the private sector who are using old and outdated machines that are not efficient? Is that not also contributing to the expensive charge that we are experiencing?
This is where the arrest comes in. You have been raising the prices. They tell you since Ken Dapard, you remember... They said cost recovery. And you have been raising it over thousands and thousands of percentage. And nobody questioned them, what equipment did you buy? And when you're running electricity, you have to extend that equipment. But you have equipment from Switzerland, from Russia, from China, from Korea, and you expect your electricity to work? VRA. They don't know what they are doing at all.
What is the role of GridCo in particular in the scheme of energy?
GridCo, for example, why? You have only 50,000 barrels of oil operation, and you got GridCo. You got ECG, you got VRA, you got Energy Commission, Energy Foundation, BOST, all the, you name it. I mean, how do you sustain something like this? And I know there was a meeting held in United States in London where to sabotage John Mahama's administration. I have some of the transcripts and stuff like that. So things are going to even get worse unless John Mahama put his foot down, show them, like in United States, you can't put out power to hospitals and the military security installations. So the military, when they put out the light in Birmingham, they should get out there and beat them up somehow. We need some action here.
Kofi Wayo on the energy sector.